Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me by phone this morning, the Reverend Landon Martin from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. He serves in it as an admission counselor and coordinator of some of the programs there for prospective students. Good morning, Reverend Martin. How are you this morning?
Morning, Andy. Doing great.
Good. Glad to have you with us this morning. Tell us about the work that you do at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Well, my primary duties are out of the Office of Admissions. I do admissions to the pre-sem groups at all the Concordia universities around the country, and also I'm the organizer, the director for the Christ Academy programs that we do for high school and college age youth throughout the year here at the seminary.
Very good. Very good. How long have you been with Concordia Theological Seminary as an admission counselor?
Almost 2 years I've been here.
Very good. And so what are some of the upcoming events at Concordia Theological Seminary for those who might be considering attending as a student?
Actually, right now, this week, we're hosting about 30 prospective pastors and deaconesses here on campus. It's our main prayerfully considered visit for the spring. We have another one in the fall. Also, we have our Christ Academy High School. That's my kind of flagship event that I do in the last 2 weeks of June. That's for high school boys to come on campus, kind of a camp atmosphere, live the life of a seminary student for a couple of weeks. We also have a similar program called Phoebe Academy. That's in August. And a Christ Academy, Phoebe Academy combo retreat weekend over Reformation Day that is going to happen, obviously, this fall.
Very good. And coming up very soon in April, have a confirmation retreat.
Yes.
Tell us about this upcoming confirmation retreat.
Well, we're really excited about this. Our seminary has kind of an escalating focus on doing youth ministry, reaching out to some of the younger generations of our church, and this is a part of that. We have these confirmation retreats in the fall and the spring, and a lot of churches seek to bring their confirmation groups out on retreat somewhere, kind of get them out of the box, out of the classroom, and, you know, we do the planning for you. You can stay in our dorms, come here, eat in our cafeteria, right along with our seminary students and our faculty and staff, and then kind of learn some stuff along the way. And this spring, I'll be leading the one, and it's called How to Be a Christian in This Crazy Changing World. So we're pretty excited about it.
Now, how did you come up with that topic, that theme, How to Be a Christian in This Crazy Changing World?
I've studied different areas of youth ministry since college, and it's always been kind of fascinating that despite traditional generational changes where everybody kind of seems to rebel against their parents going back and back, this up-and-coming millennial generation is really distinct. It's kind of a both-and generation. Some are turning back really conservative. Some are going in a more, I guess, liberal way. Some are kind of generically spiritual and accepting. And it's really hard to kind of find your way as a Christian, as a Lutheran even, in this world that's kind of running in every direction. So it's something that's really interesting to me, especially teaching to the younger generations how you can kind of take a stand, be who you are, be a Christian, be a Lutheran, even as the world's going all over the place.
Very good. What are some of the things that that'll take place at the confirmation retreat, April 17th through the 19th?
Interestingly enough, it's kind of scheduled in the same way that the rest of our youth events go, the Christ Academy events, the Phoebe Academy events. You'll be arriving on Friday, April 17th, kind of have a get-acquainted time, eat some pizza, get to know everyone. Some seminary students will lead some kind of icebreakers so all the different churches groups can get to know each other. You'll stay on campus, have different class sessions and recreation times throughout the day on Saturday, and then church on Sunday. That's the basic gist of the schedule.
Very good. It sounds like study and worship are a key part of this, but also some time for fellowship as well.
Oh, absolutely. A key thing is to notice that you're not kind of alone in the Lutheran world. We always get kind of our viewpoint is our own local congregation, but the church is much bigger than that. And to see kind of other confirmation students going through the same stuff at different congregations, is kind of a neat thing. So definitely some fellowship time and incorporating into the seminary community, as you mentioned, with worship, and also some classroom time to take something away from the retreat as well.
When you have young students like this on campus, how are they received by the students, the adult students there on campus? Is there any interaction?
Oh, there is, and it's great. It's like any other visitor here to the seminary. We love having visitors around. It's a very open community, accepting community. A lot of times, at the lunch table or whatever, it all gets mixed up. So, a confirmation student can easily talk to a seminarian or a professor or whatever that just happens to be hanging around. It's a great place to be.
Well, very good. Very good. And so how do you think this retreat will benefit these confirmands as well as future confirmands?
I think a lot of times in our culture, we emphasize too much. You teach your children all these important things about being an adult, but for some reason, there's too much of an emphasis on, well, let them figure out faith on their own when they're an adult, but everything else gets taught. And this retreat is kind of focused on, you can walk away from here being proud of these things that you're learning, despite maybe the people you're going to see in class on Monday back at school, or your friends and your neighbors and stuff. You can be proud of being a Lutheran, being a Christian, and that's something that you can kind of wear on your sleeve and take with you everywhere you go, despite people sort of minimizing it and saying, well, we'll figure that out later.
So who can attend this confirmation retreat that's coming up very soon?
Well, the main focus, obviously, is confirmation age students. So confirmation classes from churches are more than welcome to attend. But also, there's nothing to say that a group couldn't come that's a little bit younger or a little bit older. A high school youth group would be more than welcome. Students preparing for confirmation age would be more than welcome. It's a great topic for this whole generation, and everyone's welcome.
Very good. And information on how to register, the dates for the retreat, those types of things, those details?
Sure. The retreat is April 17th through 19th, which is a Friday afternoon through a Sunday lunch. And we still have openings. You can call the seminary at 260-452-2204 and ask for Leanna. She's taking care of all the sign-ups here. And also the information is on our website at ctsfw.edu.
Very good. Concordia Theological Seminary, ctsfw.edu. You can find information on there. And what was the phone number again?
That's area code 260-452-2204.
Mm-hmm. All right. 260-452-2204.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll talk about other things going on at Concordia Theological Seminary. You mentioned Christ Academy and some other events. We'll talk about what else is going on at Concordia Theological Seminary for those young people. So stick around for more His Time right after this break, right here on Lister Supported Worldwide, KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Reverend Dr. Matthew C. Harrison of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod recently said these words regarding the importance of the work of Concordia Historical Institute.
When you forget your past, you forget the gospel. You become locked into your own little part of time. As you study the past and know the past and know what happened in the past, you see God at work. And you see Christ.
Discover your Lutheran history at ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org.
Have you ever considered serving as a military chaplain? The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking pastors to serve the men and women of the armed forces. If you are up to this challenging but exciting mission opportunity to serve as a military chaplain, contact me, Chaplain Craig Mueller, at 314-996-1337, 314-996-1337, or email lcmschaps@lcms.org.
The world is the mission field of Worldwide KFUO. We bring the gospel of Christ to all nations. Worldwide KFUO reaches countries where missionaries on the ground can't go. Christ called us to proclaim the gospel to all nations, and that's what we do here every day at Worldwide KFUO. If our mission and worldwide outreach is important to you, would you please prayerfully consider supporting Worldwide KFUO at KFUO.org.
How many times when you read the Bible at home do you wish that a pastor was sitting beside you to ask him some questions? Well, on the next Law and Gospel, you're going to be able to do that because I, Tom Baker, it's an open mic Friday and willing to take any of your questions of a theological nature on Law and Gospel.
Weekday mornings beginning at 9:30 on KFUO.
Back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Today we are talking with the Reverend Landon Martin from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He serves as admission counselor there at Concordia Theological Seminary. Before we went to break, Reverend Martin, we were talking about the upcoming the confirmation retreat for students in the area, who that's coming up at the middle of April, April 17th to the 19th. But you also mentioned some other events that that you host or prepare throughout the year for high school students, for college-age students. Tell us about some of those.
Oh, absolutely. We call them our seminary academies. That's kind of the umbrella. Mm-hmm. And they reach out to high school and college age young men and women that are considering full-time church work. And a lot of times I travel throughout the country for the seminary, and a lot of parents of high school students ask me, well, what can my child do now to start, you know, discerning or getting ready for the possibility of, you know, being a pastor or deaconess? And so the seminary answers that call by having these programs, these Christ Academy programs for young men and Phoebe Academy programs for young women.
Very good. And so what does a typical day or a week look like at Christ Academy or Phoebe Academy?
Sure. Christ Academy is 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks of June. And Phoebe Academy is it's July 7th through the 12th. And what you basically have is a day that looks an awful lot like a seminary student's day. Mm-hmm. So they're eating in the cafeteria right along with the summer seminary students that are on campus, and they're worshiping in the chapel right along with the seminary students as well. And then they're going to classes just their own that are engineered just for them at their level, which would be kind of like a next step after confirmation level. And those are taught by our faculty, our staff, area pastors, that kind of thing. And so they go through the day looking an awful lot like, you know, seminary student. They stay in the dorms here. And then we, you know, sparkle in some recreation time. We go to a Tin Caps minor league baseball game in town. We go to a water park, that kind of thing. We have time that they work with our cantors and do voice lessons and musical lessons for those that have that gift, that talent. It's kind of a whole comprehensive, you know, couple weeks in the life of a seminary student.
Tell us about some of the classes that they take while they're there for Christ Academy or Phoebe Academy. How would you compare those to the seminary level classes?
Sure. At the seminary level, you take New Testament classes, obviously, using the Greek and Old Testament classes and the Hebrew, and we kind of take that out, obviously, because they're not at that level. But in a lot of ways, we do challenge the Christ Academy and Phoebe Academy participants to start thinking theologically, start kind of taking ownership of their faith and being able to, you know, speak the things that we, you know, confess and debate with one another. After a few days, we start to see discussions kind of rise to the level of the education. We'll have pastors come in and do things in pastoral care, talk about situations in pastoral counseling. We have our faculty, our exegetical faculty, doing classes in different books of the Bible, our historical faculty doing, you know, sweeps through Reformation times or, you know, more modern Lutheran history, different times. We have a hymnody class this year that our recently retired cantor Richard Resch is going to be contributing. It's just a great time for them to kind of get a sample of seminary education just at a little bit of a watered-down level.
So basically, they'll be taking those theology classes with the exception of not studying them in the biblical languages, but studying in English. And will they get even a little bit of a hint of what the biblical languages would be like? Will they get to sample Greek or Hebrew?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, our exegetical faculty always bring out kind of the nuances that are explored and come out and really come alive when you study the languages. Not in a way that they would need to know them, but just to show them the importance of having everyone's local pastor being able to really dive in and understand the scriptures the way that they originally were recorded.
Very good. Very good. And so this would be Christ Academy and Phoebe Academy. Anything else about those events? What are the dates for those this year?
Well, Phoebe Academy is the 7th through the 12th of July, and that's for high school age young women. Mm-hmm. And Christ Academy for high school young men is June 14th through the 27th.
Very good. And is registration still open for those? How do we? How would we go about registering for those events?
Registration is still active and will be almost right up until the event, and it's also up on our website for the seminary.
Very good. Very good. And so, again, that's all at ctsfw.edu, standing for Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne. You can check out the information on there as well. And any other events throughout the year that you'd like for us to check out?
Yeah, I'd also like to mention that we have a Christ Academy, Phoebe Academy combined college retreat weekend, and that happens over Reformation Day and All Saints coming up, obviously, end of October, beginning of November. And it's the same sort of idea as Christ Academy High School, Phoebe Academy High School, but a little bit more advanced level classes and for college-age students that are still considering entering the seminary when they complete their studies of college. So they still have classes geared just towards them, but then we let them do a lot more interaction and sitting in on the classes right with the seminary students to really get a feel for what could be coming next.
Very good. Well, and I gather will you be traveling at all this year to meet with prospective students?
Oh, absolutely. I kind of say that I'm always on tour, so to speak. I travel to each of our Concordia universities every semester and kind of the geographical areas around them. And obviously anyone can call the seminary and set up an appointment with me if they'd like to talk about any of these events or attending the seminary as well.
Very good. And how can we reach you?
Right here at the seminary. I can be reached by calling the main seminary number, or also off my cell phone. Anyone's more than welcome to call my cell, which is 260-449-0047.
Very good. Very good. And let's revisit some of the information about that. As we mentioned earlier, the confirmation retreat coming up April 17th through the 19th at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. That'll be happening. That happens over a course of a couple of days, and they'll have a chance to get to study, worship, and fellowship together. And so you can bring a group from your church. You can bring students who are preparing for confirmation. You could bring students who have already gone through that process, maybe some high school students or some younger students, as you mentioned. And we can find registration information for that, again, on the website as well, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Very good. Anything else you'd like for us to know about this event or other events coming up, Pastor Martin?
I think that covers it. I just think I'd like to remind everyone the seminary is really broadening our representation as far as youth goes, and so you can always kind of look to our direction for youth ministry as well.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, the Reverend Lannon Martin at Concordia Theological Seminary of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Thanks for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got more His Time. Stick around for more right after this break on listener-supported worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.